Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
Today I want to talk about what do we do when we find out our child has cheated. And I feel just saying those words out loud, it lands so heavily because it's a big deal. And it tends to make us feel like we've been cheated, and shame comes out of it, and disappointment and a lot of very heavy feelings come up when we hear that a child has cheated, whether we're a teacher or a parent. And a lot of response, automatic response through those feelings that come up is to get it right, to fix it, to get involved, to punish, to maybe even, I wonder, why is the word revenge coming up for me? That's quite interesting for me. But it's to catch them out, to make them pay, give them zero on their test, to make them an example to other people. And what is it about cheating that makes so many of us feel let down? And I want to swing that narrative, because when a child cheats and it stirs up an emotion in us, we've got to regulate our response emotion so that we can be adults to them, because they're going through their own pain. No child cheats without an intention that with some empathy can be understood. So why do children cheat? Possibly they are putting so much pressure on themselves, whether it's coming from external or purely from themselves, it's all mushed all together, and they cannot bear to not pass or not do well or get a distinction in that subject. And they feel like they are not prepared enough or smart enough or ready enough or whatever those things are enough in order to get the result they feel like they should be getting or they feel like they deserve. So there's this pressure of, I don't think I can do this on my own. I need help. And the cheating comes in. That is help. It's legitimate help. That's definitely a very effective way to get a better mark than what you deserve is to cheat. But it's not allowed. It's not fair. It's not recognized as an approach. It's, wow, so many thoughts are coming to my mind in terms of what cheating means to me. It's being cheated out of something. It's being hoodwinked. It's being, you are doing this thing to me as a teacher or as a parent. And we need to, if we step back from that and we really talk to the child about, how are you feeling? Are you okay? How were you feeling before you went into the exam that made you feel like cheating was the way? It was the answer. What's the pressure that you're feeling? What's the emotion that you're feeling? Where are you at? And I think when we can delve into that understanding, then we can be more helpful to the child. And I want to add a piece to this, because I think many of you might be thinking, I can't show understanding because I can't show that it's okay. And there's a big difference between showing understanding and saying it's okay or not okay. I can absolutely show complete understanding for the reason you cheated and still say it's still not okay to cheat. And then this is going to be the consequence, whatever that might be. But I can still be on the child's side and I can say that, wow, that must be hard for you. Thank you for sharing. I see where you're coming from. I see what you are trying to achieve. Sure. How do you feel now? Okay. With all of those feelings and with all of my understanding, this is what the consequence is going to be. And I can help you through the consequence, but it still has to be in place. And it's a very interesting way to think about cheating, because you as the adult, if you take your emotions, your big emotions that you feel when you find out a child has cheated, you take those big emotions and you dump them on the child, you are negating the child's experience and you're asking them to be the container for your dysregulation. Now, let me just repeat that. You're the adult, they're the child, they do something wrong, and then you dump your emotions onto them and expect the child to be the container for your adult emotions. That's not only unfair, it's not helpful. But what else is not helpful is to regulate yourself. Well, what is very helpful is to regulate yourself. But what's not helpful is to regulate yourself, hear what they have to say, and then not have a consequence. Because that's just avoiding and escaping what is the child's to bear. What is not theirs to bear and carry and handle is your emotions, consequences that are out of proportion, And what is not fair to them is to not have any consequence at all, because then they will continue to think that cheating is a tool that is legitimate to use going forward. And that's destructive, right? Because they will potentially never study again or never try hard again because they know they can cheat. And at some point, cheating is going to, the consequence is going to come down very heavily. So when they are young and they are caught cheating, we need to hold two estates with us. We need to, how are you feeling? How are you okay? Can you explain this to me? Where are you coming from? What was your intention? Okay, thank you for that. I'm so grateful that you were able to be honest with me. The consequence is going to be zero on your test, or I don't know, you're not allowed to go out to the party tonight, depending on whether you're a parent or a teacher, whatever the consequence is going to be. And then back to, let's just turn into why. And what were you struggling with before that I can help you with? Did you not give yourself enough time? Can I help you with planning? Did you feel like how you were studying didn't give you the skill? Can I help you with study skills? Did you feel I was placing so much pressure on you to get an A and you weren't ready enough and you were going to disappoint me if you didn't get an A or disappoint yourself? Let's talk about that. And let's build in some strategies and skills that you can use for the next time. And then the key with that is to help them to practice those strategies and skills when exams and tests are not happening. Let's build a schedule. Let's practice studying this particular area that's hard for you. Let's put some extra time into this part that is tripping you up. Let's talk about what an A means, what a B means, what a C means, what failure means. Do all of that in those calm, regulated moments. And then when it's exam time again, you say, right, let's have a plan. And let's say they cheat again. You go through the same cycle again. How did you feel? Are you okay? I know I'm disappointed. This is the consequence. Okay, let's go back to the skill. And imagine that you get the gift of this for your child when they're young, when they're in grade 4, grade 5, or grade 6, because it's a whole different story when they're in matric. And it's an even bigger story if they're caught cheating at university or in their job. The consequences are much higher than cheating once when they're in grade 4 in one exam. But how you treat it, how you treat them and how you treat the incident and the skill that you develop in them and listening to them so that they feel heard and they can take those big emotions and they can feel like they are being carried together with you and they're not having to carry it alone. And you develop those skills the next time they have more skills to take on an exam and not just the cheating skill or the avoiding skill, whatever it is they did in order to get out of the pain of this exam that was building up in their heads. And the simple process of stopping yourself from having a big emotion and doing something about it straight away, moving straight into punishment or yelling or shaming, but to stop and go, what is it that my child is trying to tell me? Can I listen to that? Can I accept that his feelings are valid? And then can I work with that in order to move him through the negative behavior and out of the overwhelming feeling and into some skill sets that help him to manage his feelings and his desire for taking action, such as cheating, into the future? And then you become a regulator and you actually build regulation for yourself as well. And those skills actually become family skills. And as your kids get older, you start using them with each other and you become each other's incredible support system because now you're doing it from a skilled point of view that was practiced over years and years and years. And quite frankly, as an owner of a primary school, a remedial and special needs primary school, so it's from grade R to grade 7, you want your children to be making those big mistakes in primary school, not in high school and not in university. And if you allow those mistakes to surface, not to create them, but when they occur, to work with them when the stakes are low, so that when the stakes are high, they're not using these skills that are detrimental to them. So if you find out your child cheated, your response is going to be, tell me more about it. What was going on for you? And let them have their big emotions in your regulated presence. And then say, I'm listening. It sounds like you were, or whatever the emotion was, frustrated, scared, envious, whatever the emotion was. You might want to give them some emotional vocabulary. And they build that every time. They build that vocabulary up and they can start actually feeding it back to you. This is how I felt. And you can give more empathy. Oh, I understand. I can see that. Doesn't mean to say you have to agree with it or take away the consequences. But empathy helps the other person's huge emotions become more manageable. And then you can still hold them accountable without piling on. And I know that some big things that your children do can really push you over the edge. But if you can hold yourself back and you can think to yourself, what was this behavior trying to achieve? What were they trying to accomplish by doing this thing? that is not right? And how do I get them to accomplish that without doing this thing that is not right? How do I get them to feel valued without having to cheat? How do I get them to feel that a lower mark is acceptable, that they don't have to cheat in order to get a higher mark to be accepted? Do they feel accepted by me with a lower mark? What are we going to do about it? And those internal reflections and introspections that you can have as their person, as their adult, will grow them into the kind of child you've always wanted them to be. Because if you squash the behavior down and you squash the feelings down, it just gets mushed up together and thrown and vomited out of them in ways that are harder to try and discern and help. So my biggest piece of advice, if you find that your child has cheated, is to breathe and say, are you okay? Tell me about it. Tell me about your feelings. Tell me what you were thinking. How do you feel now? How did you feel then? What are we going to do about it? And don't worry, I'll help you get through the consequence. But don't rescue them, because then they'll feel like the strategy they used works. It's a complicated thing, but it's worth the effort. At least I think so.